Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Thursday, July 3rd, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the problems now facing the Youth Empowerment Fund.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk, as usual, goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voaindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
So the last loan disbursement was made at the end of May. So we're waiting for them to redo the strategy so we can carry on with the rest of it. So the funds are available, sitting at CABS. They're just not being dispersed because the trustees have said, look, we don't like the way this is working because there's this high level of non-performing loans. And we just, if we carry on like this, the fund is going to be, there's going to be nothing left of the fund. And that's not the objective of the exercise. So they've said we need to re-strategize this. And as a bank, we're very uncomfortable when people don't pay money back because it's our depositors. Funds that is going out the door. With my other hat as an old mutual employee, and the reason we set this fund up was to contribute towards Zimbabwe's economic development, I would sooner or later have to pass this problem back to old mutual and say, okay, what are you going to do about it? So I've got two hats here. I mean, we as old mutual want to see Zimbabwe succeed, so we want to play a role in that, and that's why we set this thing up. And we've got other funds, housing funds and so on and so forth. So it's a balancing act that I sit in the middle of at the moment, the balance between what happens to depositors' funds and what we do with this youth fund.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about youth empowerment.
CAPS Managing Director Kevin Terry today told Parliament that the Building Society has stopped issuing loans under the $10 million Old Mutual Kurera Ukondla Youth Fund, as 80% of the beneficiaries are not repaying loans.
Critics of the Empowerment Fund have always complained that it was being allegedly abused by the ruling ZANU-PF party.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Honguka Gibbs, pane homwe yakaumbwa bazi richiri pasi pava savi yakasukuwere iyo Youth Empowerment Fund kuti vechidiki vakwanise kuti vanga vachienda kunokwereta mari kumabhanga akaita sana Old Mutual kuna na CABS asi zvinenge zvakona nganga murapwa achida. Zvinhu zvinenge zvisiri kunyatsofamba zvakanaka, nekudaro veCABS vazivisa kuti havasi vakumbomira chirongwa ichi, nekuti vanhu vacho vari kupuwa mari vechidiki vacho vari kutadza kunge vachibhadhara mari dzacho. Vanhu vangatova vanosvika iwo zvikamu makumi masere kubva muzana, kana kuti 80% yevanhu vakapuwa mari vari kunzi havasi kukwanisa kunge vachibhadhara zvikwereti. CABS,
kunjalo ke Blessing, sike sakhuluma ngodavalo lolu nyakhumbula insuku esanda kwedlula lapho abantu babesithi khona abantu abaningi abathole imali leyi ngabantu bavele eHarare. Sezwa kuthiwa eMatabeleland South akutholanga muntu even oyedwa, kube sokubuya indawo eziningi zelizwe abantu babengayitholi imali. Enye imali yangkhona kukhanya ayisiya ezizambeni zalabo abangazani badlelana le badlele ZANU-PF. Kube sokubuya ke khonokho kutshoyo 80% abantu ababhadali izikweleti lezi, kutsho ukuthi phela isikhwama sivele sesibhobokile. Nxa sesibhobokile kutsho ukuthi kungena ubhongo emfowethu watshaya isikhwama wabeka ngale. So nxa sokunjalo upongo tintitile sibi awasala kumanikiniki fowethu. So ke sifuna ukuzwa kwaZulu ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani ngodaba lolu. Ye Zulu kanaba khona ngapho ke ePlumtree, khona ngapho eMount Darwin, sikhuluma nje ngeCholocho, sikhulume njalo lakhula ngapho ke eMurewa. Ye lamhlanje fonani phela sizwe ukuthi lithini ngodaba lolu. Silimelele lingajaya ukucingo kanye siyalifonela khona ngapho inombolo ye-21 202 619 2077. Yeah, akhulume lozulu mfowethu.
And I think Gibbs, we have our first two guests. We have Meli Dube, development worker, and Bulawayo based youth. Meli, good evening.
Good evening, blessings.
Thank you so much
evening,
for
listeners.
Thank you for joining us. We also have my good friend Morris Ngwenya, who is a ZANU-PF activist and also a political analyst. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
We'll start with you, Mr. Ngwenya in Harare. We know that ZANU-PF is your party, and this is the party that is spearheading this youth fund. So at the end of the day, it appears as if people are not repaying the loans that they collected from Old Mutual. What can you say about this issue?
Well, that's a very unfortunate development because, like people always say, people start blaming President Robert Mugabe for not doing enough for people. But look, here was an effort, a very genuine effort for the youth to get money to start to kickstart their own businesses. But now people are defaulting and people are not paying back. So it's a very unfortunate scenario. And Zimbabweans, we really need to cultivate that culture of doing business in a professional way. Therefore, it's a very sad scenario indeed. And we expect that people will really start considering seriously on our behavior in terms of corporate behavior.
Let's go to Mr. Dube. Mr. Dube, what is your take on this development?
I think we need to reflect a little bit on how these monies were distributed, to whom were they distributed. I think we've only seen a tip of the iceberg. We've only seen just a bit of how these monies went. I think the parliamentary portfolio committee that showed us that some of the monies were taken by people who are much older than 35. It was taken by politicians who already belong to the ruling party. It was not distributed to young people. It was distributed to people who are known for impunity. It was distributed to people who are patronizing each other. It's just it's enlargement of a patronage system. There are no strong systems in place to ensure that money comes back. And if those people default, nothing happens to them because it's a culture of impunity. I think the distribution mechanism was not transparent itself. Because if it was transparent, then those people will be shaking right now in their boots that the world knows that we have to pay back some money. And if the distribution mechanism was going to the young people, we would be talking about maybe other reasons, maybe to say the economy is not supportive of people really paying back, and maybe they didn't make enough money and so forth.
Thank you so much, Mr. Dube. Let me quickly go back to Mr. Ngwenya. Now, Mr. Ngwenya, to be fair to these youths, is there any business that is actually making a profit in Zimbabwe? Here, I know President Barack Obama gave some stimulus packages to some businesses to kickstart the economy to try and avoid recession. But some of them actually failed. Are we not being too hard on the youths who are failing to repay the loans?
No, definitely we're not being too hard on anyone because, look, I was actually involved. I worked closely with the youth, those who were involved in the empowerment program, as well as those who were assisting in the actual proposals, making those business proposals. Those loans were based purely on a professional basis. That is the reason why they were supposed to be distributed by the banks. They were supposed to submit business proposals. For it to be approved, the bank had to make sure that this would be a reasonable business that would bring in returns. For instance, well, if you look carefully, that was not really a lot of money going to a single individual. In most cases from Cape, it was $2,000 or, well, a few cases, maybe $5,000. Therefore, looking at most of the proposals, it was really peanut butter making, chicken rearing. And as we speak, everyone eats chicken in Zimbabwe. Therefore, there's no way you can say you can't get returns out of that. If you go to supermarkets, if you go to weddings or all the gatherings, you find people eating chicken. Those are some of the businesses that were suggested. Therefore, I think there could have been something wrong perhaps in the systems of the bank itself. Mm-hmm. Because the reason why these ones are supposed to be dispersed by the bank is because they were supposed to use the strict professional measures mm-hmm. that are taken in terms of accountability.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. Please do stay on the line.
Yes, Lomnumzana ke Elias osecingweni. Baba Elias, ungawutshona njani? Elias.
Mkoma Elias
kunjani? Wokuthi uJayisola,
Makadi Mkoma Elias.
Tinogara magadi yenyu.
Aiwa tiripo. Muri kuona sei icho chirongwa chekupa vechidiki mari yekuti vatange mabhizimisi. Kebzi iri kuti yakumbomira nekuti vechidiki vacho havasi kubhadhara mari. Muri kuzviona sei?
Imwe inogona kuti sanganisei zvakanyanyisa kubudirira senyika. But kazhinji kacho ndinonzwisa zvizhinji kuti vana kana kuti vechidiki hatingakwanisi kudzokera mari. Dzavanenge vakwanisa kudzipa imari dzatinofanira kuva tichidzorera ndo kana business ide kuchingira kubudirira kana kuti kana tichinge tanyora business provhaa racho rikakambirwa kana zvikazenge zvafamba nematauriro atinenge taita kana nemaonero atinenge tichifanira kuita ndo patinenge tichidzora asi tine kumwe kunyunyuta kwatinozogona tichidzoka mukati nekuti iwo ndio vamwe vechidiki vacho tikadaita but tichimbenge tichitaura nevamwe vakambenge vachipirwawo taitaura kuti no mabhizinesi proposal acho kuda kuti ukamanyora kuda kuti rizoapproviwa pane vamwe vakuru vaapprova vari under district so vakuru ivavo vaidawo chioko muhomwe kuti business proposal rao kana kuti loni rako rigenge richibuda so kana uchinge wapirwa iwo kana kuti 3000 zvichireva kuti iwo wakutobvisa kana kuti 500 then obva wapa mumwe anenge ari mukuru wekuitira kuti ugova uchisainirwa loni rako kuti ugova richibuda so kana pachizinge pawawana 3000 zvichireva kuti already 500 yatova loss auri haisi profit saka hapana kwatinokwanisa kunge tichizowana mari yacho kuti tichinge tichidorera.
Imi makamboedza here kuti munge muchinyorawo magwaro ekuti muwane mari?
Inini ndakamboedza but hapana chakabuda so far kubira I think takamboedza tiri mamwe mayutiwo vamwe vangu hongu vakabudirira handida kuziva but mumwe wangu akabudirira wacho ndiye akazondiudza kuti no zvimwe izvi zvinodawo kuti unge uchitata nepakadai so.
Saka imi maida kuita chirongwa chekuita sei chaizvo?
No, inini ndaida kuita chirongwa chekupfuwa huku.
Saka zvikonzero zvakapiwa kuti musapuwe mari zvanga zviri zvei, makaudzwa kuti kudii? Makatombosvika kubhengi kwacho here kana kuti hamuna kutombosvika?
Hatina kunge tasvika kubhengi but nyaya yekuti handizi kuti takasubmita mapepers edu atatinga tanyora atatinga tafila because takambonzwa nenge yafile 1-1. Ende kubva zvasonzi no vanhu takuchikubatanidza imoita segrupu but pagrupu pacho maizonzi munopirwa segrupu but unfortunately kuti isusu hatina kuzenge tadanwa kana kuti tanominatwa kuti tigere tichiwanawo manende wayo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Efias nekupinda muchirongwa chedu asi mari yamaa muchida yanga iri mari yeprojekt yenyu yeuko.
Isusu pakutanga panga ndaita ndandata maybe ndikawana about 3000 inogona kukwana but takazonzi no imi muripo takazoiswa mumapoka anenge evanhu 5 ekutanga pakapinda no vanhu ivo vanofanira kuti vawenjere vaite 7 ndanda kunzi tinokupai 5000
asi hapana chakabuda.
Hapana chakabuda so far but vamwe havo vakadziwana ekuva vamwe vakadhuwana but vamwe vacho simo vakadhuwana vacho zvavakanga vanyora and imwe problem inokwanisa kuive isvitika ndeyekuti zvatinenge tawana kana zvatinenge tichinyorera handizvo zvatinozowana kana kuti handizvo zvinozobuda pagiraundi munhu unifind kuti munhu akataura kuti anoda kuita ngatetiseni ndikataura ndoda kuita purojekti yangu yehuku handiti ka ndikange ndatirwa mari iyoyo hatizi kuvadi vechidiki vazhinji hatizi kuzoenda tichizonoita zvinhu izvozvo kazhinji kacho tiri kuzonotenga mota tinotoa tine vamwe like ini nemafrends angu vakatotenga mota tiriudatinedziya. So kana uchinge watenga mota hapana no way out yekuti unozo
Aiwa panzi kusika. Tunotenda zvikuru mukoma Efias nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Gibbs, of course, what Efias is saying is that in cases where some youths were given money, they did not go and invest it in the projects that they had proposed. He's saying that some went to buy cars, you know, which was not part of the deal. And he's also saying that the issue of corruption is to blame for some of the problems, because he's saying that the people who were writing proposals for these youths were demanding kickbacks. And as a result, if you get 1,500, they'll take 500 already. You have lost 500, and it was really problematic now for the youth to repay the loans.
That's very sad indeed. We thought that most probably the youth fund was going to benefit those people that were targeted. So if some people were demanding bribes, then that's another story. Very sad. Lapha ke ndomnumzana utry no sinkomo usecingweni blessing. Baba Nkomo ungachona njani? Try no sinkomo ukhona ecingweni?
Yebo baba ngikhona ninjani ba?
Hayi siphilile. Uchona njani khona ngapho lapho khona?
Hayi ngichonile ba.
Ye, nantu daba lapha kukhanya ngazani sokuvaliwe phela isikhwama sebhanga le CAPS okuthiwa youth fund liyana. Ivalwa nje kuthiwa abantu babhatala isikweleti. Imali yankhona iyafika ku 4.2 million dollars abangazange beyibhatale. So isikhwama sesidilikele phansi. Ungathini khona?
Yebo baba, ngiyaluzwa lolu daba. Kodwa ke mina ngokubona kwami baba, ngibona ngathi leyo mali ngathi isuke nje yanikezwa abantu abarong, ifikele ezandleni ezingalunganga baba. Ungawukuthi ngabe le mali mhlambe ngangabheka lapha kithi kwagodlwayo, yabona? Asinamgwaqo lapho, kube nje ngabe leyo mali ithathiwe mhlambe kwanikezwa laba bantu bakugodlwayo, mhlambe kulungisa imigwaqo, kwakhiwe namadamu, into ey'fana nalezo. Ekubeni imali inikezwa abantu nje, angiboni nokuthi bebezokhona ukuyibhadala. Bazoyibhadala ngani labo bantu le mali engaka? Ngoba nemisebenzi asinayo, ayikho imisebenzi ekhaya, uyazi baba. Mna bengibona kungcono kube mhlawumbe bebenzela abantu izinto, yabona?
Ye,
ya mhlawumbe lapho ngibona ngathi bekuzoba ngcono.
Hayi, uyibeka kahle indaba, siyakuzwa sibili. Kodwa ubona ngazani bonaba abayithathayo bazayibisela sokutheni?
Hayi, angiboni mina ukuthi bazokhona ukuyibuyisela leyo mali. Kusho ukuthi nje ibhenki nayo idliwe nje kanjalo. Ngoba abantu abasebenzi phela.
Hayi,
siyasebenzi baba.
So hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu Mnumzana Nkomo, ungadelwa kusasa baba.
Hayi, ngiyabonga baba.
Yes, sibongile Nkomo. What Mr. Nkomo was saying is that you know, the money is literally in bad hands, you know. So he doesn't see any way that these people are going to repay it, because there are no jobs even in Zimbabwe, you know, let alone the economy is just down. So he doesn't see them repaying that those kind of loans. Sipinde njalo ke slow mnumzana uDane Ndlovu ecingweni ose Zimbabwe. Baba Dane Ndlovu ngitshona njani? Baba Ndlovu kumbe okay Ndlovu?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, ungawutshona njani? Hayi, sitshonile mnumzana. Okay, liphele libizo khonapho. Okay. Oh, okay. So okay is okay.
Yes, okay is okay.
Na ubone ke ungathini ke ngodaba lolu Mr. Okay.
Angazi ukuthi abantu bezimbakho yithanda ukuthi bazi ngale ndaba, angiwasifumangaliswa yini. Asikhangeleni ukuthi kuphela ama-input akhweledwe abantu ngesikhathi abantu into lezi zihlupha ngokuthi kande zinika abantu bekhampena. Kuye lapho na uvele ukhombisa inkazana ungayinika imali kunzima ukuthi uyidimande. Ucela phila wakhombisa waze wakhonjwa ngaleyo mali. Ilabo lemisekho asinikeleni isikhala njena ama-input akweledwa ngama-farmers nama-farmers bangaki ababhadalayo ngokumqala lokhu ngale mali.
Sibuya
amakredit anikwa abantu namakhuba bangaki ababhadalayo benikwa kugoma ngokwesibizi lokhu. So sesikhuluma ngemali ephiwa abantu umuntu ekhombisa
siyawuza kakhulu. Ye, so manje ubona manje kuyagcina ngani phela Ndlovu? Kungani kuyahlupa phela ye, siyakuzwa Ndlovini.
Yami ngabe yini ngisho ethi ngoba la ngicofi kethe sithina lapho ethini.
Aha.
Ngoba izinto lezibona zilela grand company lefika khona ngani. Libona ukuzinikwa kunjani njalo abanye babefilelwe abazange bazifilele.
Ehhe.
Kuthiwa buyani ukuthi lifilele. Lithole izinto lezi. So ungathi umuntu uvele engala italenti yokulima wena ukuthi uzamkweleda imali yokulima uthayisele.
Ya kungani kuyahlupha sibili siyakuzwa ye. Otherwise, yeah, good to sabo.
Ngoba singakhangela ukuthi wona lama abazele izimali zinikwa abantu abanjani. Kanti sithi khuluma ngumpresident ukuthi unika ama abanyizimali. Kodwa sikhangela into ngoba nabanikiweyo.
Mhm.
Uzathola ukuthi khona bona bazathola kwenye answer, uzathola ukuthi yalokho ukuthi kusho bayenzela kufanele ukuthi kushobe.
Mhm.
Ngoba kuyinto ngabona.
Hayi siyakuzwa Ndlovini yeah yeah kodisa kona pho Ndlovu 30 seconds
akena nkukhu yathiwe nika 2000 ukuthi ngizayibhadala le project yakhona uthi wena ngizathengisa inkukhu ngizakuthengisa ngaphi inkukhu irandi kade sibiwile
yeah hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu sibongile ke Ndlovini ungadinela kusasa eh
ngiyabonga ngokuthi
hayi sibongile Ndlovini bye bye. So what Mr. Ndlovu was saying, Blessing, is that if you can make a reflection, you know, it seems as if they are the same people that are always getting these loans. The agricultural inputs, they were not repaid by certain people. Then you go to tractors and plows allocated by the former governor of the Reserve Bank, Gideon Gono, not repaid. So now this has become a culture, according to him. And he says at the end of the day, you know, it's like, when you are courting a woman and you give her money in that process, when the woman is yours, then at the end of the day, you cannot demand that money because now you are actually courting. So he says these people were actually doing the same exactly like that. So if you get that money, at the end of the day, you say, okay, I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
Then you use it for your own use. So he says this is tragic.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I think we are also being joined by possibly our third guest, Professor Chivizje, who has worked in the banking sector. Is it Stanbic? Professor Chivizje?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good. Is it Stanbic where you worked?
Yes, I worked in Stanbic, but I was in the bank and I really understand all the modalities that are involved in not granting.
Excellent. So, like I indicated, we are going to keep you as our third guest. So, you have to stay on the line. But, Professor Chivizje, are you at all surprised that KEBS has announced that it is stopping the disbursement of the youth empowerment funds because 80% of the loans have not been repaid?
No, but I am surprised by the energy of KEBS. When he is saying that, he is surprised that the loan will not be paid. That's actually what surprised me. Because I think that was very imprudent and naive of him to think that the loan will go to be paid. He seemed to be believing that the problem that the Zimbabwean economy has is lack of loans. Which is not correct. The problems of Zimbabwe can be solved elsewhere rather than getting loans from the bank. Now, look. When granting a loan, a project proposal is not enough on its own. Because these are done by professionals who know how to produce a project. Okay, and that can be viable on paper, but in terms of implementation, then all those things that are in the paper will never be followed. So, I mean, it was very obvious at the beginning when this loan was being granted that they were not going to be paid today. A loan is not calculating. That's not that you have to invite people to come and borrow. It's like an insurance agent who looks through the window and the people and the thing that's working and the things
Thank you so much, Professor Chivije. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs, before we go to our next caller, maybe you want to talk to one of our...
one of our guests. Dube, uloku kona kumani? Meli Dube... Meli Dube, nga sikhuluma ngodabalolu yazwela abantu bakhuluma. So, kodwa ukukhanyeleyo ukuthi abantu bayahluleka phela ukubhadala amalozi lawa. Bakhuluma ngama-inputs lana anikwa abantu bese buya lama trader. Kambe vele kwenzakalani khona ngama-fishing seven?
Hayi, ngitshilo mina ukuthi into eyenzakalayo ukuthi uhulumende wakithi one yena akaqinanga vele kulondeni imali yakhe. Engananzelela even abantwana bezikolo ema-university kakhulu abamanye angikwazi ama-students amangaka ababephiwa izimali nguhulumende enika through ama-banks anjengabo-CAT labo-intermarket labobani kuthiwa baphiwa ama-loan. Lanamhlokho awukazuze yona ifoni nje kulandelele ukuthi kanti imali liyani ngaphi indaba ungasibhadalanga imali liya. So ungananzelela vele uhulumende lokuzena iziphala zakhe zokugcinela imali kumbe zinye ziyavuza ubani nobani uyavathula nje azihambelayele lale. Okwesibili ngezepolitiki kakhulu ezisihlukuluzayo ungananzelela emaphepheni nje kwensukwini ezedluleyo ezintotshwane bokuphuma ukuthi abantu abathola leyo mali kakusomayudi ngabantu abasezikhundleni ebandleni elibusayo abaphiwa lezo mali. Kanti ngubani ozabalandela kalesaye ukuthi konkona aletha imali liyana owayithathayo? Kazikho indlela sibisibili njalo politically ngathi ngezombusazwe kakuvumi phela kids anti kalesi siyeza ukuthi kuyaliwa kunabanye abafuna ukuthatha izikhundla kunabanye abanjani ungabaletha imali kutho ukuthi sizidalela ezinye inhlupho futhi. So ngendlela enjalo uhulumende wethu bevele efukamele ukusila, efukamele ukungaphathwa kuhle kwengcebo ngenxa yokuthi imali yomphakathi uyiphatha njengesilibane, njengendlela yokubamba abantu, njengomjibila ngingathi ngokuthiya kuminofi yokuthiya abalandeli, yokuthiya abantu abazahlala besekela uhlangothi oluthize kumbe besekela umuntu othize kunokuthi iphiwe ngezedevelopment kakuhle njalo kufakwe indlela yokulandelela yokuyilonda leyo mali ukuthi ibuyele. Ezomeconomy siyazibona kodwa anti abantu laba babethiwe imali kuthiwa balezinto ezokuthi nxabe ngehluleka ubhadala ziyathengisa. Babethiwe imali kuthiwa balamabhizinisi abazafuna ukuthi bawenze. Kodwa siyezwa ama-youth ayasitshela ukuthi kwezinye indawo kwakumele bahambe ezanu-P F office bayebhalela incwadi ngozivani bani othize ukuthi bese behambe ekhedi bese besiyaphiwa leyo mali. Kambe kungathiwa indlela e-professional kumbe kungathiwa indlela eyayisetshenziswa ngama-politicians ukuthi anikeze abantu babo abathanda imali.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke baba Dube. Ungayikhatshana, what you are saying is that there are some people who actually went to the ZANU-PF offices and got letters from the offices that they had certain types of collateral. So why not follow it up in that way and then most probably impound that kind of property?
Okay, we'll go to... Morris later on. Let's just take a caller just briefly since time is running out. Mkoma Timothy Magadi Boskwan.
Tiripo Magadi.
Tiripo Murguona say Nyari Mudariwe.
Now we remember and Rimuona Soganaga Kutiwanu, Tinokangarwa, Kukunyeterwa, Nesano Pier, Tokangan. Yagangiri Mugabazi, Kupolotika Bazu, Kutiwanu, Tiri Bazu, Kutinasu. Kuti badzi vanhu vemuZimbabwe kutangisa zvinezvi vachitarira kuenda mberi vasatarira vachidzoka mumashure kuti
Mukoma Timothy ndichakuti mumbobata makadaro tida kumbotora ka break mbichana asi tinodzoka kwamuri. So Melly and also Morris and Professor Chivize, please stay on the line. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.
The Voice of America.